It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 378.
Confessions of a Gronk. I literally just had the thought. I've got Chewy in my mouth that I got from a car, the car downstairs.
My car. Okay.
So my car, not your car. I got the pink one, you know, the bubblegum flavored extra.
Yeah.
Anyway, I legit just, before we started recording, went to take it out of my mouth and put it under the table.
But I did it.
Have you ever done that in your life? I haven't done it.
When I was a young kid.
I've never done it. It's just absolutely disgusting.
Oh my God. So this is a memory of a time that I was at this girl's house with a mate of mine. That girl now, so this girl, this has nothing to do with it, but I just remember being picked up by my friend's mum.
Sure.
And it happened there. But where we got picked up from was this girl Natasha's house. Natasha went on to stab someone about 50 times and was seen walking away from the murder scene laughing.
Yeah, not ideal.
She was a nice girl.
Yeah. Ice.
Yeah, ice. She
actually, another Gronk move, just having a Chewy during a podcast.
Yeah, I know. This is why I said it.
No, actually take it out. Can we? I feel like, do you have the relationship with Amy, your wife?
To give her a hand, Chewy in her hand? Yeah, of course, mate. Yeah. We've exchanged bodily fluids, mate, and got a baby out of it. So if I can't give her my Chewy.
Which is more personal?
That's funny.
I mean, it depends.
Anyway, so the reason I bring up the murderer and us getting picked up.
I think there's people have weird filters. Yeah. She might be completely okay with one thing but not the Chewy thing.
No, she's okay with it.
Yeah.
She does it to me, I do it to her.
Great.
That's good. I've even taken Chewy from her and had it.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah,
with Amy.
Anyway, I remember getting picked up from the murderer's house and my friend's little sister was there and we were standing out the front just on the street and there was a phone box. I mean, is there many phone boxes? Anyone still use phone boxes?
They all have Wi-Fi now.
Oh, that Telstra fucking air thing.
But what does that actually mean? Does that mean that you can actually go up to...
No. I spent so long just being furious at Telstra and then I worked out that you can turn it off. So automatically they have it trying to search for it constantly. Yeah. And it's like, would you like to join the Telstra? Anyway, you can turn that off, that function off. Just turn it off.
Is it like Wi-Fi? Is that how it shows up?
It's like Wi-Fi. And you can join it, but then you got to pay the subscription, $5 a month or something like that. Anyway, I don't know who uses that shit, but my friend's little sister, I just remember her mum saying to her, where'd you get that Chewy from? Because young kids can't have chewing gum, right? Like they want it.
Yeah.
They can't have it.
Do you remember Hubba Bubba though?
Oh, it's because you'd do a whole pack.
Yeah. six in your mind. Yeah.
Now, just go a whole pack.
For a Fat Fridays, I want to do a Gobstopper.
Oh, yeah. But, you can't get through it.
Well,
it'd be better to do like a whole, remember the tapes of Bubba Bubba? Hubba Bubba? Bubba Bubba? Hubba Bubba?
Yeah, but it's not as good. But I do like that.
Anyway, do a whole pack of that. This little girl had taken it from the telephone box underneath.
In regards to because we had an argument, if you didn't listen to the other day, I'd used a sponge on the toilet and then it went back to the kitchen.
There's no argument. Argument would be meaning you did try and justify. It was a fucking argument. Well, an absolute Gronk and
I cleaned
still
it.
Over
I
there.
Mean, the whole thing is I cleaned it afterwards. But the thing is the amount of germs that are on certain things.
Yeah.
Like I still would say that there's probably more germs on your desk than there is in that sponge.
Nah. I don't think so.
I mean, if this was a radio show, I'd have a forensic do the black light
no
on your chair.
No way, dude. No way. It's just, that's disgusting.
It would be cool. It would be fun to get one of those, what is it called? Not a telescope. What's a
microscope?
Thank you. Yeah. I was going to say a micro telescope. What do you call a really small? It'd be cool. Why don't we get a microscope? Yeah. Let's do this tomorrow for Fat Fridays. Ken, with your permission.
Nah, it's listen, boring. I know.
I haven't said. What am I going to say?
Let's get a microphone, like a microscope.
What? A microphone?
The one that puts out some video and we get that video footage and we look at it.
Why are you doing that voice?
I don't know. It just came to me. I feel like it just.
Okay.
Well, I don't know who I was channeling.
The thing, that's an inside joke because I was doing a bit of vocal fry earlier. talking a bit like
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it like you can.
The
I didn't know it was called that.
Vocal fry.
Yeah.
It's a big issue. But what I was going to say is we could get a microscope, plug it into the computer, and we could get foods that would look great on a microscope. We could actually have it as a feed so we could cut to, look at the microscope, look at the... what about even...
There's many other things I want to get to before we do something as elaborate as that.
If it's less than $100, could I get it?
Oh, I don't think we should. I think we should save our money and spend it on the upgrades we're doing, which is exciting.
But there's something cool about having a microscope in the switcher that we could ever, if we ever need to look at something.
I don't think we have enough like dirty stuff that we can look at. So I remember in primary school, there was kids that would bring to school that they created this thing that had,
$152.
It was bacteria. It was it's such a waste of money. It'll be used once. And we'll be like, that was
wireless,
so annoying.
Wireless Wi-Fi USB digital microscope
portable.
That
was so annoying.
With 2-megapixel camera. No, but it's a 1080p, $55.
Well, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, if I can get something.
It won't be here tomorrow, but yeah, I think we should
do
it at one point.
You spend more on the on that printer.
Yeah, and how great is it? But you get one show out of this before everyone goes, that thing is
not if we have it on the desk. The way that it looks, you could have it on the desk. Anyway, it's very cool. If you type in USB microscope, it's quite
I'm not
cool.
saying, I'm saying for tomorrow, because you set it up as like, tomorrow we need this.
Yes.
I'm saying we can do that, because we can get some of your hair follicle.
Yeah. Oh. My folliculitis on my head.
Folliculitis. Oh. But even the
dandruff.
The dandruff dab.
Oh, yeah. We've started a new thing. The Gronk Squad official move is the dandruff dab, which is essentially you do it. You actually taught me about it.
Well, I teach you about it because I don't need it as much as you.
Yeah, you do.
No, here. I don't always wear black. I spend a lot of time wearing white, yes. Which you couldn't see it, right?
Yeah, sure.
You've worn black a lot. I mean, this is probably one of the
this
only-
This is khaki.
It's one of the 10 shows you've worn some green color.
Mm.
And I constantly look over and I feel like I end up doing- You know when you see someone with something in their teeth and you start like picking your own fucking tooth? Because you haven't told them yet, but you're like, it's, I don't know, it's like so subconscious.
Yes.
But then you start doing it, hoping that they see you do it. And then they're like, oh, hang on. And then they're scratching at it. It's just this awkward situation. Anyway, that's what I do with you because you're dandruff. And then we all get it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wearing black and I just look down and I see just a nice dusting.
Yeah.
It's not even, what is it, dandruff? I feel like my beard holds
generates
a lot.
More. Mm.
I don't have the hair issues you've had in your life.
Yes.
I mean, does anyone have someone close to them that really suffers from severe dandruff? Like, I feel like it was something when
severe.
We were young. I feel it was like
is mine
high
severe?
School. No, I don't even think yours is severe.
What is even yours severe? This is like when you said...
For the person within this room that has the most going on, that's not... Sure. I'm just pointing
out. Like
3D
deals, I feel like
3D
deals antibiotics is giving him dandruff as well.
Were
you about to say 3D? Were you about to just...
Yeah, I was about to do
that.
3D
deals antibiotics.
Yeah, no, go on.
No, it made my skin flare up and it was like really bad right across the bridge of my nose and then across like my upper cheek and then even into the side of my head above my ear. It was just like really scaly, like really dry.
From the antibiotics from the thumb.
I mean, just moving on, I'll tell you what, it didn't stop you taking a photo, did it?
No.
That's what I appreciate about you, Dil. You know, you're out there, you're amongst the wilderness, you're taking photos.
Yeah.
And... Mr. 97's trolling you.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's not even he's not trolling you about the skin stuff. Have you seen, did you not see the most savage comment?
It was hilarious.
It was, Amy read it out to me, I think, and we just, I lost it. Dil loves to I can't do it.
You can't do what?
I can't set up the camera and then do a self timer and then get like a nice photo posing looking at the camera. I mean, you've done a lot of them. You've done them at the beach looking out at the ocean. You've done them sort of in rock faces. You've done them in like shrubbery. Where else have you done them since you've been here?
At the front of that table.
At the front of this table.
He's done part of the announcements.
He's done a bunch of them. But so he put one up where he's like in, it's almost like a rainforest.
It's a fern forest.
A fern forest. And the caption was... It's a classic deal. Be yourself. People don't have to like you. and you don't have to care. And then Mr. 97 jumps in, which I was very proud, and he says, surely the bloke taking all these photos will eventually get a feature.
that's good.
It is great. I mean, anyway.
I don't get it.
Well, because who's taking the photo?
Hopefully the guy who gets a photo. Can you read what was the caption that 3D Dill said?
Well, you just put up because it's just a photo of Dill, which we can put on the screen now.
In the rainforest.
In the rainforest.
Okay. Well, but what's the...
People don't have to like you and you don't have to care. It has nothing to do with what Mason said.
Okay.
Mason then said, surely the bloke taking all these photos, because he does a lot of them, which is what I said.
Yes.
We painted the picture of where the others were.
Yeah.
Will eventually get a feature.
Yeah.
Will actually get in the photo.
Yeah. Because I guess it is really good. I guess part of it, the way that you read the caption, I felt like it was going to be a play on the caption.
Oh, no.
Be yourself. Like I thought it was going to be something.
That's why
like,
I set it up saying that Dill has been taking photos and setting up a self-timer. Yeah. Like I thought fine. About no, how no, I fine. Deliver no, it. I thought fine. I'd let fine. You in to know I'm that
sorry.
The...
Yeah. I'm sorry I said anything.
You really fucked
up. Anyway, so there's the Gronk dab, which if you want to know the official way to let people know that you're part of the Gronk squad, you simply... If
dust
you're not
off watching, your dandruff.
Yeah, that's... Could that be the intro? If we ever do live shows, dust off your dandruff, everyone. It's the Daily Talk Show.
It's quite funny because everyone... Fucking has some version of it.
Do it. Oh, good.
Like crispy and crummy. Oh, yeah. No.
Well, fucking Mr. 97 was at the fucking top of our building the other day. He had a haircut. he was just getting all like the shavings of hair.
Yeah.
Because you go to, where do you go?
Oh, I went to, it's a little hair academy.
What's it called?
Bieber Hair Academy.
Bieber.
It's where they teach kids.
Yeah, Johnston Street? Or?
Yeah. Where they teach kids how to cut
and
hair.
And so what do you pay for a haircut?
$10.
$10.
Yeah. Wow. And so you got one off a kid from
Well,
learning.
No. Well, this time I was actually like a demo. So the instructor went and gave it a demo on my head. So
really? Yeah. What not to do? So could you request, could you say I want a fade? Or
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I asked. I just want a fade.
Really?
Fade, yeah. Baby.
And they...
And thinning out. Yeah.
And do they talk about... Like I wonder, the concern I would have about doing it was that they would say, now see, he's got a very sensitive scalp. Can everyone see how red his scalp is? And I feel like that would make me a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not a good... I remember being 15 years old and the hairdresser saying, what sort of hair does your dad have? I said, he's bald. She goes, oh, yes. She says, I think you should probably have all the wild haircuts while you can. Which I think is like 15 is actually quite traumatic.
Is that, you can't,
but I don't care don't, anymore.
But you don't say that to
I don't
kid.
Care. Anyway, talking Gronk Squad, you put out a request which was slightly outrageous because the technical requirements, the barrier to entry was significant.
Well, I actually think that if you can't do a task like this, you're out of the Gronk squad.
Okay.
And that's like, it takes a lot to fucking be kicked out of the Gronk squad.
I mean, you can have dandruff. You can have.
We take, I mean, first of all, most people are Gronks, so everyone's in, but I'm kicking people out.
There is a vibe that so far the prerequisite is you've got to have like antibiotics, like a folliculitis, some form of.
All I asked was that people do a little selfie video and say, what's up, Gronk Squad? And then just give us a little message and shoot it over to hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
By the way, easy. On the folliculitis thing, I actually don't think I've got... I had it once.
Can we have a diagnosis episode?
Yeah.
We get someone in looking through as we're doing the episode and then the very final minute is...
Whether
drum
I have.
Roll, has he got it?
Well, yeah, I think that it'd be interesting because I just have some pimples on my head. And so when I went, when I shaved my head once... It was a disaster because I didn't realize how bad it was on my head.
I think if any of us shaved their head right now, it would be white. It'd be not like it would. It would be, look out of place.
It's agitating white, the skin.
Sure. Yes,
you'd see a big scar on the side of my head. It would be weird.
Yeah. So anyway. I just wanted to clarify the folliculitis thing. Potentially, it's like when I say I've got ADD or stuff like that. I've actually never been diagnosed with anything.
Mm. So does it exist? Who knows? Yeah.
And so, but you asked for people to email in.
Yeah.
I was absolutely shocked when we received a few. Now we're going to play two today. We've got some others as well, which we've received later in the day. We decided to do a Fat Fridays. We're going to see how many more we can get for tomorrow.
Yeah. I need them. I need the Gronk squad to roll out.
But we've got
send them through.
But we've got two that we'll play.
Yeah.
One is from Molly. Let's start with Molly. Molly is based in New Zealand. She has a great Instagram account. We should actually follow her. I looked at her account and realized we weren't following.
Really?
But she does very good like videos, like a filmmaker. Anyway.
Here we go.
This is Molly from New Zealand with her message, which she gave us permission to play.
I've said it on the podcast along with you sending it over, guys.
Okay.
Because you have to have heard that bit. I also say you give us permission that we can use it in a bit of a video.
Yeah, or in a bit of a video.
In a bit of a video.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. This is Molly.
Fellow Gronks, it's Molly here. I am from New Zealand and I'm currently at university in Auckland. I absolutely love the podcast, Tommy and Josh. I think the conversations that you guys have are so real, organic, and unscripted. They're so easy to listen to. You guys have created such a cool community of podcast guests, hosts, and also listeners, which I think is really special. Mr. 97, don't tell the girl that you need prompting again. 3D Dill, absolutely love the logo. And I hope your thumb gets better soon. Thanks, guys, and keep it up.
You jealous that Toe Thumb didn't get a mention?
It's fine. Toe Thumb. What Molly reveals in me is, you know, the feeling when people are like singing happy birthday to you?
As in you have the party is focused on you because it's your birthday?
It's my birthday, yeah.
And so you don't like that feeling?
No, I like it, but it makes my ears ring.
it's a weird thing. I wonder if that's like a thing. I wonder what is biologically happening. When you give someone a nice compliment, I know.
Why don't you give me a compliment tomorrow?
Yeah.
We'll put the microscope up to my ear and we'll see what it does.
No, because it's the ringing. You don't see ringing.
Yeah, I wonder.
You'll see
happening.
The bacteria running.
But anyway. Oh, do you know what? Actually, you know what? I'm sold. I like the microphone. No. I want you to look closely at my AirPod. Before you
suck it.
We can give that a go. I'll give that a go. Is it good content?
Blocked. I was going to clean it tonight. Not cleaning it.
He owes me. If you've just joined us, if you haven't heard the episodes, don't worry about it. But we had this thing going on, and all of a sudden, I have to suck one of his AirPods, Molly,
to clean it.
Molly, no. In all seriousness, thank you so much for that lovely Thanks, message. Molly. It does. It legitimizes it. I showed Bray. I'm like, look, people listen.
Tommy was right.
And then we're just going to because we had a late night sort of filming. When I say late night, got home at 9:30.
Baby's in bed by 10:30. Yeah.
And but these emails were coming through in the evening. And so we got this one from Alex from the UK.
What's happening, Gronk Squad? I want to introduce you to the newest member of Gronk Squad. 5 days old today.
Yes.
That's a little autumn. That is a newborn. It takes an extra level of Gronk Squad membership to have a baby that is less than a week old.
Feature
in the video.
Unbelievable. Look, the size of that patch on the baby. You just see how small the baby is.
It actually looks like the patch is bigger.
Oh,
but it's so nice.
I love it.
So thanks for sending that through as well.
So get a minute. And what you get in return for sending a video is a bunch of our new stickers.
Mm-hmm. Which are just here.
Make sure you tell us your address so we can flick them over to you once we got your video.
They're premium. The thing that I love about them is that they're UV protected.
Yeah.
Which means great for putting on the back of cars. on your car, on whatever car you want.
Yeah.
So,
or on the streets.
You could sticker bomb.
I've been sort of thinking about my son because I got a call.
Yeah.
Which is it's always the case. It's so unfortunate. Amy, when she's homesick from work, there's been so many times Amy's been either on annual leave or homesick where Bodie has done something at daycare.
Do you know himself? Do you think he knows? Do you think he's acting up?
No, he just hurts himself.
Did he know that mum was going to be home?
Well, I told him this morning when I dropped him off, he said, "Where's mummy?" like at the daycare. And I said, mm-hmm. she's home sick in bed. And then he said, ah. Oh. And then he started going around telling people.
Really?
And then today he whacked his leg or something and it's swollen up. And they called Amy and said, can you please come and pick up Bodie and take him to.
Sorry about that. My phone's ringing and everything.
That's why I just continue.
Yeah.
Because no, we've got four to get through. You've joined it. One, two, three. Now turn off your phone.
So yeah, my phone, my iPad, my Apple Watch, and my MacBook just went off. Yeah. So I got to call.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so I've got to go and I made the decision to do the show, which I don't. That's
Gronk move. No, he'll be fine. He'll be absolutely
fine. He's
fine.
When you got
a photo of him, didn't you?
No, I didn't get one.
Oh, okay.
I said, keep me updated. I'm looking forward to seeing the little bruise on his. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Yeah.
Did he do his ankle? They're too small to do their ankles. They're just fat little things. You
yeah,
know?
Sure. Okay, well, yeah, you better go. Cut it short. One annoying thing, just
too short.
Very quickly on the Mac, an update. You know how I said about the every time I get a phone call,
yeah,
all of a sudden the sound turns on?
Yeah.
What I worked out is it's not just turning on the sound, but it's actually pressing play on content that wasn't being pressed, like play on originally. That's a real problem.
I mean, there's one person you should be able to figure it out. It's you.
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's one thing we've been doing the last few days. We've been working with a charity that works with this Be Connected government program where it takes people over 50 and teaches them about iPhones, iPads, technology.
I mean, they're only in business because when these people call their nieces and nephews and the their kids. Daughters and sons, they're like, Mom, I don't want to fucking have it. I'm not helping you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the funny thing is that the instructor was saying one of the biggest issues was password. Like
passwords. It's an issue for everybody. I mean, we had a half an hour conversation about passwords.
Mm.
I worked out the people that push back on password programs.
Yes.
They're just having – it's a layered conversation because there's multiple areas that you need to dive into because they're just sitting one part of the conversation that is layered, right? Mm,
yeah.
And so, yeah, anyway.
Anyway, that's been interesting. So we were in Ballarat today.
Yeah.
Which was really cool.
Gold Rush Town. We didn't really get to see much of it.
No, but it would be good. We were initially going to say, let's do a show from there. Worked out better just to do it here.
Yeah.
But we should definitely, at some point, we need to do a show from Sovereign Hill.
Mm.
It'd be, which, for people who don't know, is a gold rush. What do you call it? 1800s, like museum, like a heritage. I don't know.
It's not an amusement park, but like it's a gated off place where you pay to get in. It's a tourist attraction where they've kept, you know, what was once a gold mine. So you can actually go down into it. Like they didn't build it just because it's there, you know, for the tourist attraction. So they've preserved a bunch of stuff, but then they've got people dressed up in old gold rush era clothing. It's amazing.
I went to school, like during school camp, we went there. It was epic.
All I just think about is the girls' dresses, how bloody annoying. Like you take the whole thing off to go to the toilet.
Yeah,
It's very big. Out there thing.
If you've listened this far, thank you. Please take a screen grab, share it on Instagram, or if you're in a cool location, we actually did this today. We're listening to Gronk of the show, Gemma, who was on Shameless's podcast.
Queen Gronk.
And so we did a video of us in the i30 listening to the show. So doing stuff like that for the Daily Talk Show is helpful. And so so we know that you're listening.
I also want to kind of check in with Dill. I mean, how many sleeps? Four sleeps away from your announcement, which people are thick and thin to come through with, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
Wonder what's
going
to be.
The biggest issue I have is actually going to be our door.
What?
Well, trying to fit 3D Dill's ego in the studio is going to be, because I think that's.
I mean, what about ceilings? 2,400?
It's 2,400. It's going to be a huge, huge
Far
issue.
Out. I've been keeping a close eye on you, mate. I've just been trying to
just work out what I'm doing.
I'm just watching you.
Yeah, I'm smart.
Are you?
Yeah, because no one knows.
I mean, not only that, but he's getting requests from our listeners whether he does voiceovers. And I actually heard it out of his mouth last night, just thinking, like this could be something. Maybe in 5 years I could just be doing VOs. It's just like this guy.
The new voice of the player.
Yeah, he's out of control at the moment. And very quickly before we go, Mr. 97, you had an idea today that I think is quite interesting.
He rolled his eyes, so he's thinking it's a shit idea.
It's a shit idea. No, tell TJ.
Where was I? Because
I think you were in the car.
Oh, you were just hanging in the car having a ciggy.
Imagine if I did.
So the idea is based around, we're talking about the future because we're hearing all these elderly people talk about banks and money and all that sort of thing. And what I was saying was I really think that in the future, the blockchain stuff could be really interesting for podcasting. Mm. And then Mr. 97 brought up the idea of
a Gronk coin.
What do you think?
Gronk cryptocurrency.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I didn't even know where to start. How do you
I don't know
create
where to start
a currency?
Was that you talking then?
Yeah.
Why did you just talk like that?
What do you mean?
A bit like a fucking trading. I literally didn't know.
I don't know where to start either. See?
That's a good voice.
He's going to get
voice. We could do a funny, maybe you could do voiceovers. maybe we could start a little voiceover farm. That could be fun.
Voiceover farm.
Yeah, absolutely. Do it. We could do the bit of voice fry as one option.
I've got nothing.
Anyway, you've got to go collect your kid. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at the dailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, please screen grab if you're listening right now, wherever you are, if you're walking, if you're driving, if you're maybe even on a plane.
Don't screen grab if you're driving. You're driving.
Yeah.
Don't fact check. Just wait until,
but if you're
in a Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, or if you're using the new Apple CarPlay like Trev Long did
still
the other day.
Still can't screen capture that. It's touching your phone.
Hey Siri, take a screen grab. No. You're right, you can't do that. She literally said you cannot do that. So there we go. It's Daily Talk Show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.